Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Lori Swartz. I've been really looking forward to having her. She's Executive Director of the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore. Lori, welcome to the show. Tell everybody about the Waterfront Partnership.
We got started 10 years ago. This year's our 10th anniversary. And we came about because the Greater Baltimore Committee issued a report in 2003 saying the Inner Harbor was the city and the state's icon, major economic asset, and it needed much more attention. And following that, Mayor O'Malley, who was mayor at the time, put together a task force to recommend to him how the additional attention should be fashioned and funded. And the group recommended a business improvement district. And soon after that, Mike Hankin, our chairman, still, we're lucky to have him still, stepped forward and he said, let's get going.
That's exciting. You recently released Inner Harbor 2.0, which is a plan for the Inner Harbor and where you think it can realistically be. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, few people realize the Inner Harbor is over 40 years old. We take it for granted. But it was built at a time that it was groundbreaking for the world and became an icon around and a lesson for people, planners around the world, how to turn around an old, aging industrial waterfront. But it's old, and so many of the pieces, the bricks, the light fixtures, the infrastructure has outlived its useful age. So Waterfront Partnership stepped forward, and we asked the city if we could work with them and help fund this plan to look at what should the harbor be in the coming generations. Greater Baltimore Committee stepped up and agreed to help fund that plan with us, and we hired Air St. Gross to work with us. And out of that planning effort, number one, there are a number of kind of low-hanging fruit items that'll be moving ahead in the coming year, new light fixtures, changing the bricks, all new benches and site furniture so it looks much better. And then embellishments to primarily our parks and public areas.
Talk a little bit about water quality in the Inner Harbor. Where are we today relative to where we were 10 years ago?
Well, we know the water quality is important to so many people in the city and in the region. We have children that play in our neighborhood streams and in our neighborhood streets, and it's all connected. If we want a cleaner harbor, want cleaner streams, want cleaner neighborhoods, we all need to work together on cleaning up both the debris from all these neighborhood places as well as the harbor, and also be mindful of the impacts of stormwater. That's been a hot topic in the last several years, but we've been so pleased that the city's been supportive of stormwater management, improved stormwater management. And, you know, what hits people's roofs at home, what hits their backyard, concrete patios, that rain then picks up oil and grease and carries down the Jones Falls, Herring Run, and brings sediment with it. And so we need to find ways to clean all of that up. The stormwater regulations will help, and the city's aggressive stream restoration programs will help as well. We've seen major changes in the water quality in the Inner Harbor over the last 10 years. We still have a ways to go.
When are we going to be able to swim in the Inner Harbor?
We still think within our 10-year window, you know, in 2010, we said swimmable, fishable by 2020. We still believe that there will be some days of the year that you can swim safely by 2020.
It's really great to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, David. It's been great to be here.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.